The next patient is Teresa Negron. The last name is N-E-G-R-O-N. First name is Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A. This is a clinical case of a 71-year-old Hispanic female that has a history of CKD. The patient has a neurogenic bladder, a chronic Foley catheter with relapsing infections. The patient was recently admitted to a hospital because of chest pain that was related to the fact that she has uncontrolled hypertension, period. It seems to me that the patient has nausea and vomiting, and sometimes it prevents her to take the blood pressure medications, period. In the latest laboratory workup, it showed a deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine was from 2.9 during the last visit, that was in December the 13th, to 3.65, a BUN of 69. The patient that has a potassium of 4.8 and a CO2 of 23.6. The clearance is around 13 mL per minute. This patient needs to be started on dialysis in order to avoid complications, period. We are going to get a cardiovascular clearance for a AV fistula placement, and during the same operative procedure, put a perm cath, perm PERMCATH, in order to be able to start dialysis right away. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension out of control because the patient is unable to take the medications. Following number, anemia related to CKD. Following number, a remote history of renal artery stenosis. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, neurogenic bladder with relapsing urinary tract infections. Plan. We are going to refer her to Dr. Sankar for cardiovascular clearance and refer her to the vascular surgeon. And later on, we get insurance approval for the satellite dialysis unit in order to be able to start the patient without going to the hospital. The patient was explained the procedure. She understood the procedure, agrees to do the above plan. We're going to get a tentative appointment for 6 weeks. I spent with the evaluation of the lab 10 minutes with the patient 30 minutes, and with the documentation 7 minutes.